The bitter thought came to Hugh that his sister would get what she wanted, and his brother would get what he wanted, but there would be nothing he wanted for Christmas for Hugh. He grew more determined than ever to spoil Christmas for everyone. He would make them feel what he was feeling. He would break all the toys in the shop. He would tear the heads off the dolls and the arms off the stuffed animals. He would jump up and down on the boxes of games and rip apart the tracks of the trains. "I will wreak havoc," shouted Hugh into the darkness.
Havoc.
The sound echoed through the toy store like a great and universal trembling.
"Shut up," yelled Hugh.
Shut up.
The echo mocked him.
"I'm coming to get you," screamed Hugh. And he opened the closet door and ran down the aisle of the toy store.
Get you.
The echo followed him.
And Hugh turned the corner, stopped short. There, in front of him, stood 6 tin soldiers, nearly as tall as he, with their bayonets poised straight at him.
A great shadow wavered in the darkness, and they seemed to be starting down the aisle toward Hugh. And as they started to march, behind them came the dolls, all bigger than Hugh had remembered them, holding hairbrushes and curling irons and ironing boards as weapons. And behind them came the robots, whining and humming, all lined up, it seemed, to fight with Hugh.
And Hugh turned to run. He heard the soldiers and the dolls and the robots following. And he heard his own feet pounding on the floor. And he turned a corner. "Ah!" screamed Hugh.
He had run nearly into the jaws of a lion. A lion twice as big as he. And with him stood a huge rocking horse. And with them both an alligator. And behind them, all the animals in the store. Their tongues hanging out, looking very hungry. And from somewhere came a strange and hollow voice, echoed by all the toys, that said,
You're not destroying us, we're destroying you.
"No!" yelled Hugh, and turned to run again.
Above him, shadows of kites and great flying things took on a horrible life of their own, while from all sides the toys he had wanted to destroy seemed to rise to defend themselves against his anger and his hatred.
"They were after him!"
Thank you.
Hugh's heart wanted to explode against his ribs. The air came in great gasps into his lungs as he ran. But there at the end of the aisle, he saw his salvation.
The miraculous time and space machine!
Run, Hugh, run! A voice inside him said, you can make it, you can do it! Run, Hugh, run! With a final gasp for air and a final burst for speed, Hugh leaped into the timeless space machine and slammed the door!
Take me away from here, he cried, and threw the great lever marked start. Then he fell back into his seat, panting for breath. It was dark. Pitch dark. Hugh took out his flashlight and was comforted by its glow. It was silent. The horrible sounds of the toy store were heard no more. Hugh felt himself carried a long, long way out into space and beyond all time.